online booking form or email them at reservations@planettravel.co.nz or call them on 0800 11 1131 during business hours lang po yan, Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. till 5:30 p.m. Meron pang additional ka dyan, Shine. Ano bang ibang specials natin?
This special is from Cathay Pacific, Manila, Cebu, Clark, or Davao. Return flights from $949 New Zealand dollars. Now, this sale ends on the 6th of December 2009 and is valid from now until the 30th of November 2019 and also from the 7th of January to the 31st of March 2020. You can fly from Auckland or Christchurch seasonally to Manila, Cebu, Clark, or Davao in the Philippines. The routing is from Auckland via Hong Kong to Manila, Cebu, Clark, or Davao, and vice versa. Christchurch is via Sydney and Hong Kong to Manila, Cebu, Clark, or Davao. This is subject to availability and seasonality. This return economy class airfare is valid for 3 months, and the fare includes meals, entertainment, 30 kg check-in baggage, and 7 kg hand carry. Terms and conditions do apply, and stopovers are permitted in one direction only. Hong Kong taxes are to be collected. And as per usual, child and infant fare also applies. You can book now through Planet Earth Travel's online booking form or email reservations@planettravel.co.nz or call 0800 11 11 31 during business hours from Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m.
Ayan, maraming special. At marami pa pong special airfare si Tita Edith. Kahit hindi lang naman po Manila, meron ding Amerika, meron ding Europe. So yes, lalo na po ang Philippine Airlines. Napakaganda ng mga airfares ng Philippine Airlines, ha? Lalo na ngayon, they have specials, I think, running for just a couple of days, something like that. And it's very cheap, na 600 something return to either Beijing or one is Japan. Via Manila lahat. Ayan. Pero via Philippine Airlines yan. Tangkilikin ang sariling atin, di ba? Sabi nila. Ayan. So, dahil po dyan, we are now going to our local news. IRD error where babies were sent income tax letters cost taxpayers more than $80,000. Wasted half a ton of paper. The Inland Revenue or IRD error where babies and children received letters about their income tax last month cost taxpayers more than 82,000 New Zealand dollars and wasted more than half a ton of paper. The IRD apologized after the letters were received by puzzled parents, saying although most children are technically income earners for tax purposes, it was a mistake. We shouldn't have sent any letters to children who are not income earners, technically or otherwise, a spokesperson said. One News asked the IRD to provide the estimated cost of the mistake through an Official Information Act request, which has now been answered. Inland Revenue incorrectly sent letters to 118,592 people under the age of 18, IRD's group manager of marketing and communications said. The estimated cost of producing and mailing these letters was $82,765, excluding GST. The letters were sent due to a manual error while selecting data from Inland Revenue's Heritage IT system, not due to our new system. A ream package of 500 sheets of 800 micrograms A4 paper weighs about 2.5 kgs according to international standards. With 118,592 letters sent in error, about 237 reams of paper, or more than half a ton, was wasted. The above weight total does not include the envelopes the letters were sent in. And that's our local news. Sayang naman yan. Sana rebate ko na yan sa income tax. Ano ko eh. Sa akin na lang sana yun eh. Ayan. So that's our local news. Yeah, and of course, we are going to give you another song before we go to our Bulilit News and hear our lovely Bulilit News reporters. Anong meron tayo dyan, Shang?
This is Asin, Mga Limot na Bayani. Is that how it's pronounced?
Limot na Bayani. Yes, okay, go ahead.
Enjoy po.
Ayan, that was a scene again. So now here's our Bulili news reporter. What have you got for us, Bailey?
Teaching kids skills and resilience. Author Avril McDonald can relate to the recent phenomenon on anxious children. She was 8 years old when she first had a panic attack. It wasn't until her teens that she realized that there were strategies she could employ to manage her anxiety. In an interview with Susie Keto for the Parenting Podcast, Double Strength Mama Power Avril shared her tips to help parents coach their kids through stressful or difficult times. Allow them to build resilience. Modern parents are often keen to protect and fix their children's problems for them. Although their intentions are good, they are not allowing their kids to safely fall and learn how to solve problems on their own. Giving kids the chance to make mistakes and fall actually builds courage and allows them opportunities to build resilience. Name the fear. Understanding the importance of your child's mind and emotional well-being is key. Instead of telling your child their fears aren't real, parents can name the fears through storytelling, reframing a story. For example, a child's nightmare is a way to change their perspective on it. Avril's book features a character, Wolfgang, a wolf who represents feeling brave and facing fears head on. Calm the busy mind, breathe, help your kids have calm and quiet time. Take time to talk to them about things they enjoy and focus on the good times that they do with friends or family. This will allow kids to know that they don't have to be busy and on the go all the time. The basic stuff like getting through sleep and eating the right food can help kids to know themselves and help them recognize when they are feeling strong.
Well done. That was good. So that's teaching kids skills of resilience, is it? That's very good. So what they're saying there, Bailey, is letting children make mistakes, yeah? Mm-hmm. So they can learn from it, isn't it? Isn't mm-hmm. that what it says, Shine?
Yeah.
Yes. So do you understand that? Yeah. Okay. Cool. Now, how about our next reporter, Kira May? What have you got for us, Kira May?
Stay healthy. 6 tips for avoiding cold and flu. People who are exposed to cold and flu germs every day. Doctors, flight attendants, teachers know a thing or two about how to stay healthy when everyone around them is sick. Their suggestions can help you too. Get a flu shot. It's the number one thing you can do to prevent the flu. Wash your hands a lot, no matter what line of work you're in. If you come in contact with people who are contagious, you have to wash your hands over and over. Use alcohol-based hand sanitizer. If you can't get to soap and water, sanitizer and can kill cold and flu germs. Avoid getting close to people who are sick. For example, don't shake hands. Keep your surroundings clean. Arlington, VA, message therapist, massage therapist Amanda Long asks
clients
to stay home if they feel bad, but to be safe, she sanitizes doorknobs and light switches between sessions. It's a practice she swears by. Keep up a healthy lifestyle. It's important to look after your own health. Stay Ardest Hoven, MD, and internal medicine and
infectious
disease specialists in Lexington, Kentucky, do all the things they all should be doing on a daily basis. Anyway, Dovin says get adequate rest. When people underestimate have good nutrition.
Yeah.
Don't smoke and keep your
allergies
controlled, because if they're out of control, then your upper respiratory tree is already inflamed, which sets it up to more easily acquire a virus.
Yes, thank you for that, Kira May. That's very important kasi flu season ngayon, hindi ba? Mm-hmm. Ayan. So ano sabi dyan, Kira May? What did they say, Kira May, is the number one?
The number one thing is to get a flu shot.
Flu shot, mm. Yes. Now, everyone should do this. What's the second one? Sabi, what did they say there?
Wash
your hands all the time. It's very important, okay? Especially this season. Lahat tayo nagkakasakit palagi, diba? Yeah, so thank you. Well done. Well done for the Bulilit News. Well done. Ayan. At ngayon po ay ang pinakahihintay nating interview sa ating mga guest ngayong hapon na ito. Now, binigay ka agad ni Sheila kay Bong ang mic eh. Hello, Bong! Tell us more about yourself, Bong, and what do you do, and about Limitless, the Grand Fest 2019.
Yes, thank you, Trini. Yes, so ako po si Bong Camacho. Ako ang feast builder ng Light of Jesus here in Auckland. And our group, our charismatic group, we call it Feast Auckland. So we have a prayer meeting every fortnight. It's every second and fourth Saturday of the month. We have it in Freeman's Bay Community Hall. Yeah. Yes. So kung meron po sa inyong gustong, you know, to experience really what we call the happiest place on Middle Earth, then yes, come join us every second and fourth Saturday of the month. It starts at 3 p.m. in the afternoon at Freeman's Bay. And then, yun na nga rin, yung big event namin this coming winter, we call it Limitless. It's the Grand Feast with Bo Sanchez.
Yes.
So after 2 years, Brother Bo is coming back here to Auckland to hold the Grand Feast. So he'll be here, and that will be on the 2nd of July, which is a Tuesday. It will start at 7 p.m., but the gates will open at 5:30 para hindi na kayo ginawin sa labas.
Yes.
Para you can secure your seats as well. Yes. And so it will be at the Harborside Church in Takapuna. Yes. The exact address is 48 Esmond Road. And Takapuna. So again, that will be on July 2, Tuesday. It will start at 7 p.m. And the best news, Trini?
Yes.
Free admission.
Oh.
So, yes.
Lahat yan.
Lahat pwede.
Gusto natin yan.
Oh, yes.
Free admission.
Yes, yes,
good.
Indeed.
Napaka-generous naman ng organizers, ano.
Oh, yes. Course. Well, yun nga, this is our way of really, you know, making sure that everyone experiences, you know, this, you know, yung what we call nga the blessings and the grace of God through the teachings of Brother Bo Sanchez. So,
yes.
So yun nga, we really hope that everyone could come, you know, and be there and really, you know, have a good time and also, like I said, you know, experience God's blessings.
Yes. And how long is the event last for, Bo?
So the event will last around 2 hours. So we'll start off with the usual praise and worship. So there'll be live music. And, you know, really that's the one of the biggest thing in charismatic at the moment. You know, the music. Because really, ano, it brings yung, ano, yung, yung talagang everyone into the right atmosphere, and you know, and really experiencing yung
of course,
di ba, yung parang praising God and things like that. So and then we'll have Brother Bo preaching for the second half of the program.
Yes. Okay. Well, we are. That would be a very, you know, good event. Kasi, you know, minsan lang si Brother Bo pupunta dito. And you know, kayo pong nakikinig ngayon, mga kababayan natin, we have to take advantage of this na free na po yan at saka talagang si Bo Sanchez yun, di ba? Si Brother Bo Sanchez yun, which is very famous preacher.
Yes,
he
indeed.
Is a very famous preacher and author.
Of course.
He's got a lot of books as well.
Yes, so and there will be, you know, we'll be also selling his latest book in the event.
Yes.
Entitled Limitless. So yeah, so if you're also interested, you can purchase the book at the event and have Brother Bo sign it as well. So
yeah, autograph.
Yes. Niya. Oh. And of course at the end, you know, baka pwede kayo makipag picture taking with
of
Brother Bo.
Naman, yes.
Yes.
Mm. And you're also selling souvenir jackets. Isn't it? Yun ang maganda doon, di ba? Oh, what can you say about that, Sheila?
So we're all inviting everyone else to attend the Grand Feast, which is on the 2nd of July.
Yes.
And it's going to be in the harbor side. We're all inviting not only the Catholic, but everyone else, you know, who has same faith with us. So it's a souvenir jacket, so it's only one time lang to. So if everyone is interested to avail the jackets in all sizes, it's only $25. So please come and avail the souvenir jackets.
Yes.
And it's helping us to be blessed as well.
That's very good. Yeah. I mean, you know, at the end of the day, you know, you have to kind of, for you to have a memorable item, it's either purchase a jacket or purchase a book from Brother Bo. And yeah, I don't know if you're allowed to record what's been seen inside, but you know, it must have been a very good event. I think I can just see it now. And I always said to Sheila that, you know, music always generates happy hormones, lalo na yung lively and jive, you know, yung jolly music, yun talaga ang nag-generate ng happy hormones, and it helps us, you know, keeping us healthy as well, you know. So yeah, ganda naman. So we can't wait for that. If they have any questions, paano sila makaka-reach sa iyo?
Yes. So they can contact me. Bibigay ko na po yung number ko. 021-103-6694. Or you can also go into our Facebook page, Feast Auckland. Just look it up. We also have a dedicated event page for the Grand Feast, which is Grand Feast 2019. It's also on Facebook. And they can also email us at feastauckland@gmail.com for any queries.
Ayan po. So we are going to give you the information again a little bit later on. If you guys want to hang around, we can put you back on again, or you can, yeah, or you can just give you the details and I will, you know, say that again later on the program. But thank you so much. It's a one in a lifetime opportunity for all the faithfuls, of course, na, you know, makinike, Brother Bo. So it's a very good event. Ayan. So anong meron tayo dyan, Shine? We go into another music dedicated to all our listeners.
Okay. This is Hot Dogs Manila.
Manila. Oh, I miss Manila. Yeah.
Manila yasan. Iniwanan na ibang pinuntahan. Parang babaeng ang hirap talagang malimutan. Ikaw lamang ang aking laging pinabalikan. Manila, I keep coming back to Manila. Simply ain't no place like Manila. Manila, I'm coming home. I walk the streets of San Francisco. I tried the rides in Disneyland. Dated a million girls in Sydney. Somehow I feel like I don't belong. Sa tenga, mga jeepney mong nagliliparan, mga babae mong nagagandahan. Take me back in your arms, Manila, and promise me you'll never let go. Promise me you'll never let go. Manila, Manila, I keep coming back to Manila. Simply ain't no place like Manila. Manila, I'm coming home. Hinahanap, hanap kita, Manila. Ang ingay mong kay sarap sa tenga. Jeepney mong nagliliparan, mga babae mong nagagandahan. Take me back in your arms, Manila, and promise me you'll never let go. Promise me you'll never let go. Manila, Manila, miss you like hell, Manila. No place in the world like Manila. Coming home to stay.
Di kayang mapigilan, na ika'y hindi titigan, sa bawat oras, sa bawat sandali.
Di man gustong sabihin, pinipilit di aminin ang dahilan sa aking pagiti.
Hanggang kailan ba natin titiisin
ang sigaw ng ating damdamin?
Gusto kitang magkasama, higit pang makilala. Sasabayan ng bawat kilos mo, hindi ko na palilipasin. Ikot ng mundo,
pagpasensyahan mo kung panay ang text ko. Maya't maya ikaw ay namimiss.
Na
nakabang sa phone ko. Di naman sabik masyado. Di mapakali kahihintay sa'yo.
Hanggang kailan ba natin titiisin
ang sigaw ng ating damdamin?
Gusto kitang magkasama, higit pang makilala. Sasabayan ng bawat kilos mo, hindi ko na palilipasin. Gusto kong sabihin ng dahil sa'yo, kumihinto ang ikot ng mundo. Ang ikot ng mundo, ang ikot ng mundo, oh, oh. Kumihinto ang ikot ng mundo.
At kapag tayo magkasama, di na kailangan sabihin.
Basta tayong dalawa
magkasali ang tutugin.
Gusto kitang magkasama, higit pang makilala.
Sasabayan ng bawat kilos mo, hindi ko na palilipasin. Sabihin ng dahil sa'yo, humihinto ang ikot ng mundo. Ang ikot ng mundo, ang ikot ng mundo, oh, oh. Humihinto ang ikot ng mundo.
Gusto kitang magkasama, limutin ang problema. Kapag ako'y kapiling, walang alalahanin. Lagi, lagi kitang hahanapin. Sa'yo ko lang ito aaminin.
Ngayon alam mo na di ka nag-iisa. Sa'yong nadarama, sasamahan kita. Panahon man ay maglaho, lahat man ay magbago. Basta't alam ko,
gusto kita magkasama. Higit pa makilala. Sasamayan ng bawat kilos mo, hindi ko na palilipasin. Gusto kong sabihin ng dahil sa'yo, ang ikot ng mundo, ang ikot ng mundo, oh, oh. Humihinto ang ikot ng mundo.
Thank you for watching your music video, Ikot ng Mundo.
Ayan, ang ganda ng tugtugin yan, Shine. Thank you for that. And of course, my public service segment po tayo, which is, ano bang may paglilingkod natin sa ating mga kababayan, Shine?
Okay. Public service announcement. There is a new schedule of fees starting the 1st of July 2019. The embassy informs the public that starting the 1st of July this year, a new schedule of fees will be implemented for all its consular services. This can be made available to you via this link, which will be read out. That's www.philembassy.org.nz/consular/schedule-of-fees.
Yan. So, yeah, just to repeat that, tataas po ang mga transaction fees ng Philippine Embassy. That would probably include renewal of passports, apa, mga ganyan. Mm, yes.
Apa.
And I think there is another one. There's a community service din natin dyan. Please, Shine.
Okay. For our Filipinos who live in Queenstown and the surrounding areas, from the 20th of July to the 22nd, the Philippine Embassy's mobile consular team will render consular services to Filipinos in Queenstown and the surrounding areas on the following schedule. That's Saturday the 20th of July to Monday the 22nd of July from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. And that is in the mezzanine meeting room of the Queenstown Event Center, 33 Joe O'Connell Drive, Frankton in Queenstown. And the consular services that will be made available are as follows: passport issuance, renewal and replacement, civil registration, such as reports of births and marriages, notarization and consularization of legal documents, NBI fingerprinting and certification. Latest passport sized photos will be required for that. And also Philippine citizenship retention Riga Acquisition and Administering of Oath of Allegiance.
Ayan. So, taga Queenstown at saka mga karatig bayan ng Queenstown, may outreach services ang Philippine Embassy dyan sa inyo. So, ano uli ang mga dates dyan, Shine?
Yep, so that is Saturday the 20th of July to Monday the 22nd of July from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m.
I think you might have to call the embassy or I think you have to book online for that.
Oh, okay. In Philippine news, EO laban sa red tape ipalalabas ni Digong. Tiniyak ni Pangulong Rodrigo Duterte na magpapalabas siya ng executive order para labanan ang red tape sa gobyerno sa pagbabalik niya mula sa 34th Association of Southeast Asian or ASEAN Summit sa Thailand. Nagtungo ang Pangulo sa Thailand kamakalawa ng gabi. Sa talumpati ng Pangulo sa oath-taking rights ng kanyang anak na si Davao City Vice Mayor Sebastian Duterte, sinabi ng Pangulo na hindi uusad ang bansa kung mananatili at hindi mawawakasan ang korupsyon. Aminado ang Pangulo na nanatili pa rin ang red tape kung saan ang isang tao ay pinababalik-balik sa tanggapan kapag hindi nagbigay ng pera. Hindi tayo makakaasang aangat. Sa bawat mesa sa gobyerno lokal, man o pambansa, kapag dumating yung papel dyan, meron talaga yan. It's either they delay it and pabalik-balikin yung tao until the money is given. Plain extortion ng Pangulo. Sinabi ng Pangulo na ilalabas niya ang EO sa sandaling makabalik siya sa bansa. Pahayang ng matindig pagkadismaya ang Pangulo sa napakabagal sa transaksyon sa gobyerno at kapag nakakakita siya ng mga taong pumipilo para sa pagkuha ng permits at iba pang dokumento. Layunin ng EO na i-streamline ang proseso sa gobyerno at magkaroon ng isang timetable para sa pagpapalabas ng mga public documents, applications at permits. Sasakupin ng EO ang lahat ng ahensya sa ilalim ng executive department.
Crisis sa tubig, titindi pa. Posibleng lumala pa ang dinaranas na crisis sa tubig sa Metro Manila at kalapit na mga lalawigan dahil sa patuloy na pagbaba ng water level ng Angat Dam. Mula ngayong Sabado, ang Maynila Dwora ay nagpapatupad ng mas mahabang rotational water service interruption sa 75% ng siniserbisyuhan nito ng tubig dahil sa desisyon ng National Water Resources Board or NWRB na bawasan ang raw water allocation sa mga concessionaire. Ang Manila Water naman, ayon kay Diti Galang, Communications Manager ng Manila Water Company, ay magpapatupad ng rotational water service interruption ng may 12 hanggang 17 oras mula alas 12 ng hating gabi. Kahapon sa tala ng Pag-asa Dam Monitoring Department ay umaabot na sa 160.28 meters ang water level sa Angat Dam mula sa 160.73 meters noong Huwebes. Ayon sa NWRB, kailangang magsagawa ng pagrarasyon ng tubig ang Maynilad at Manila Water oras na pumalo sa 160 meter critical level ang level ng tubig sa Angat. Dahil sa muling pagbawa sa alokasyon ng tubig mula sa Angat Dam, ang Maynilad Ho ay patuloy na magsasagawa ng rotational water service interruptions sa buong area na nasasakupan ng Maynilad. Kailangan po natin itong isagawa upang masiguro po na ang lahat po ay magkakaroon ng tubig. Pahayag naman ni Maynilad Media Relations Officer Grace Laksa. Anya, may 20% naman ng kanilang consumers ay severely affected. Affected na rin sa kakulangan ng tubig dahil sa matataas ang kanilang lugar at sobrang layo sa pumping station ng Maynilad. Handa naman ang Maynilad na maglaan ng tubig sa mga apektado ng pagkawala ng supply sa pamamagitan ng 40 water tankers na naka-standby ngayon. At yan po ang ating Philippine News, Samutsari Philippine News. Napakaano naman, itong dalawang news na ito, Shine, ang medyo really an important news kasi ang isa is executive order para mababawasan yung red tape ng mga aplikasyon sa gobyerno, mga dokumento na kailangan natin sa gobyerno. At tapos minsan kasi pabalik-balik yung mga tao kung kailan ba marirelease o kailan maibigay yung mga documents na kailangan nila, katulad ng mga permits. So talaga lang na tama lang yung ginawa ni Pangulong Duterte. At tapos naman ang tubig sa, kaya kayo po sa Maynila na maapektuhan dyan is conserve water po. Kami din po dito sa Oakland naka-experience na din po ng ganyan. Now we have to limit our water use para lang po tayong lahat ay magkaroon ng tubig. Kasi mahirap po yan, mawawala tayo ng tubig. Lalo na sa atin, sobrang init.
Opo.
Ano? So, ang level, water level sa Angat Dam, nasa critical level na po. So, understandable naman po yan kung bakit nagrarasyon ngayon sa Maynila. Ayan. Ayan. So, mga girls, mga bulili reporter natin, you can say that Limitless Grand Feast events again. Please, ladies, can we play... Girls, can we please repeat what Bong Camacho was said earlier? Okay, Kira May?
Limitless Grand Feast with Brother Bo Sanchez at Harborside Aotearoa.
Huh?
I don't know what that says.
Okay. Harborside Church. Harborside and 48 Ismond Road in Takapuna. Ayan. Kay, when is that, Bailey?
On 2nd July 2019. Starts 7 p.m. Gates open at 5:30 p.m. Free admissions.
Ayan. Ayan. Free admissions po yan, ha? Limitless. And of course, you can... If you have any, if you want more information, who can they call? Kira May?
Bong Camacho.
Camacho, yes. Camacho. Call Bong Camacho on what number?
021-103-6694.
Ayan. And also they can visit on...
Feast Auckland on Facebook.
Ayan. So, uulitin lang po namin, ha, yung Grand Limitless Grand Feast with Brother Bo Sanchez. Kung hindi nyo po kilala si Brother Bo, i-google nyo po siya. He is very famous preacher at napakagaling po, napaka-inspirational at of course, Limitless po ang title ng event nila. Sa 2nd of July 2019, start from 7 p.m., gates open at 5:30, free admission, and of course, there's a lot of free parking, but unfortunately, just like everything else, may limit po yung mga parking doon. I think they first come, first serve, first serve basis po yung parking. Limitless po ang event, but the parking is not limitless. Sabi nga ni Sheila kanina, limitless lang po ang event. Pero ang ano, ang of course, limitless ang blessing po kayo pupunta, of course. But yeah, the parking is limited lang po. So, be there on time and early. And don't forget, you can buy Brother Bo's book at the venue, as well as their Limitless souvenir jackets for $25. Mura na yan.
That's quite good.
That is actually very good.
$25.
Tapos, maganda po ang jacket, ha? Parang sporty siya, look. At saka, parang showerproof din. Mm. So, which is quite good. And of course, we all look good in black. So, black po yun. Very, very good. Ayan. Sa tayo po'y dadako sa ating showbiz balita, Shine. Ano ngayon ang showbiz balita natin? Ito po. Army nagpugay kay Manoy dahil sa malaking naiambag sa industriya ng showbiz. Nagbigay pugay ang Philippine Army na nagpadala ng mga sundalo kamakalawa sa vigil sa memorial service ng namayapang veteranong aktor na si dating Philippine Scout member Eddie Garcia sa Heritage Park, Taguig City. And ayon kay Philippine Army spokesman Colonel Ramon Zagala, naglagay rin sila ng bandila sa tabi ng lobby ni Garcia bilang pagkilala sa naging partisipasyon nito sa Armed Forces of the Philippines. Si Garcia ay 19 anyos o 19 anyos lamang nang mag-volunteer na maging bahagi ng Philippine Scouts sa naidineploy sa Okinawa, Japan. Noong nabubuhay pa si Garcia, ay naging bukas rin sa mga adhikain nito bilang isang sundalo na sumuporta sa mga inisiyatiba ng Armed Forces of the Philippines. Isa ring mahusay na shooter ang veteranong aktor na lumalahok sa mga shooting competition na iniho-host ng AFP. Dalawang sundalo ang nakatayong nagbabantay sa lobby ni Garcia na ang abo ay nasa isang urn habang isang nakatuping bandila ng Pilipinas ang nasa ibabaw ng mesa sa harapan nito. Ipinaliwanag rin ni Erwin Garcia, anak ng aktor, na nais ng kanyang ama na maisaboy sa Manila Bay ang kanyang mga abo. Ito kasi ay dahil sa Lunita isinagawa ang kanyang deployment ceremony bago tumulak sa Japan. Iyan po ang showbiz balita natin ngayong hapon. That is quite good. Mm. So, wala na talaga si Eddie Garcia. Yeah. Ayan. Rest in peace, Eddie Garcia. You will be sorely missed. Iyan. So, we're all... Yes! Cool. Anong meron ka dyan? Okay. Shine sa ating Women's Affairs.
Yes, so this was meant to be the Women's Affairs report last week, but
yes,
had a really great broadcast last
That's
week.
That's correct, with,
So we could
cover that. Yes.
So this week's Women's Affairs, another Filipina is a few steps closer to being made a saint after being granted the title of Venerable by Pope Francis.
Nice.
On the 11th of June, the Vatican News reported that Pope Francis has granted the title to Filipina nun Maria Beatrice Rosario Arroyo, now known as Venerable Maria Rosario of the Visitation. She is among the 8 people that the Pope gave this title to on the 11th of June. Maria Beatriz Rosario Arroyo was born in Molo, Iloilo on February the 17th, 1884, to a wealthy family. However, despite a privileged upbringing, she chose to live her life in poverty and in service to the poor. At 27 years old, she joined a convent and donated her wealth to the community. She eventually founded the Congregation of the Dominican Sisters of the Holy Rosary and eventually passed away on June the 14th, 1957. It is believed that she is also the great-great-grand-aunt of former First Gentleman Mike Arroyo. After being made venerable, Maria Rosario of the Visitation and the 7 others will go through the process of beatification and canonization. Therefore, the Pope must approve a miracle carried out by Mother Arroyo, which would give her the title of Blessed. Following this, another miracle will have to be approved, which will bring her to eventual canonization. When Venerable Maria Rosario of the Visitation reaches canonization, she will join the 2 existing Filipino saints recognized by the Vatican, Lorenzo Ruiz of Manila and Pedro Colon Sud of Cebu.
Ayan. So, yes, yeah, sainthood, huh? Galing. Mm-hmm. Oo. I don't know if that would be our first saint kung, you know, kung mangyayari yan. Mm. I wondered. Yeah.
Mm.
Well, there you go.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We are now going to our greetings portion. Yes. Greetings portion na po natin, ang pinaka-aantay nating greetings portion ng ating programa. Happy birthday po sa lahat ng mga nag-celebrate ng birthdays ngayon, kahapon at sa mga darating pa na mga araw. And of course, hindi lang yung birthdays, any special occasion that you are celebrating today. And I would like to specially greet Jillian Piloton, who celebrated her 18th birthday last night, and it was such a lovely debut party. Such a talented, young, beautiful lady, now of legal age. Ayan, happy birthday, Jillian, or we call her Winky. She danced with the Samutsari traditional modern performance dance troupe for a very long time, since she was, I think, 9 or 10, something like that. Yes, and congratulations din sa lahat ng mga nag-celebrate ng anniversaries, new job, new marriage, new partner, old partner, divorce. Ayan, happy birthday. Ipag-celebrate po natin lahat yan. Just for waking up in the morning, i-celebrate natin yan. How about you, Shine?
There's nobody I know at the moment who has celebrated a birthday. But if you are celebrating a birthday this week, or last week, happy birthday to you. And of course, any other special significant milestones in your life, you know, congratulations, happy birthday, happy anniversary. Yes. All of it, as Tita Trini said.
Yes. How about you, Bulili Reporters? Bailey, have you got anything to greet or anyone to greet?
Happy birthday to everyone celebrating their birthdays and special occasions. Hello to my family there, out there in New Zealand, around the world. Shout out to my friend Hannah. And I couldn't go to the birthday because of my poor little brother.
Yes, sorry about that, Winky. How about you? They were asking for you because they were dancing the OPM medley. That was a kind of a sudden change of performance. So they have to dance the OPM medley, the Ocho Ocho, the Pamela one, and that kind of thing. So they missed you last night. But that's okay. There is other parties to come. Yes. And how about you, Kira May?
The same as Bailey, but shout out to my friend Gemma and to my best uncle James Madison and my favorite auntie Donna Oviedo.
Yes. How about your favorite cousin Harley?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Thank you, kids, and that's very good. Now, of course, just want to let you know that Tita Verge will be having, I think she will take over the president in Rotary Club in Hillsboro, I think. Ooh, charter. I don't know what charter that is really, but yeah, which is on July the 7th. So yes, another proud moment sa ating mga sa ating producer na si Tita Verge. And of course, now, do you want to greet your aunties in the Philippines?
Yes.
Bailey and Kira May, I think your auntie wants you to greet them. Shout out
to my auntie Jinjin. She is really nice.
Also shout out to Auntie Jinjin as well, and Axel,
your cousin Axel. And how about Mommy Inday and everybody?
Yeah, everybody in the Philippines.
Yes, there you go. How about your granddad? Grandpa, Papa?
Granddad Duncan, my uncle James, my dad. My great-granddad, Papa Toto.
Yes, there you go. Thank you, kids. And of course, malapit na naman po tayong magtatapos ngayong hapon na ito. So before we go on our closing, I think we still have time for one more music, I think. shine for our Masugid na listeners. This is for you for the last time this afternoon.
Yes.
Anong music ang ibibigay natin sa kanila?
This is Lea Salongo, Salongo, Bayan Ko.
Bayan Ko, ayan, very patriotic. Ayan, at na, it's time to go na naman sa ating programa sa radyo. It's 5:20, but reminder po sa lahat na ang time po natin ay nag-change na. Before it was from 4:20 to 5:20. Ngayon po is from 4:05 to 5:20. So we have gained 15 minutes every Sunday po. So, in behalf of our producer, Tita Verge, and in behalf of our co-broadcasters, Kuya Cesar and Ati Jo, and to our past reporters, ito po si Manang Trini, saying bye for now, and we'll see you here again, same time, same place.
Yep, and from me as well, thank you very much for listening every week, especially to my family and my friends who listen as much as they can. And yeah, just if you want to listen to any of our past broadcasts at any time, you're welcome to have a look at planetaudio.org.nz/samutsari. You can also save a copy of any of the past broadcasts that you find interesting. Yeah.
Yes.
Salamat po sa inyong pasunod sa amin sa radio. Ako po si Bay. Hanggang sa muli. Maganda gabi po sa inyong lahat.
Well done! Bay, you tried the Tagalog. Well done. And how about you, Kirame?
Salamat po sa inyong pasunod sa amin sa radio. Ako po si Akira May. Hanggang sa muli, magandang gabi po sa inyong lahat.
Yan, and of course, maraming salamat sa aming mga sponsors sa palagi niyong pag sponsor, of course, sa ating programa sa radyo. Ako hindi talaga marunong managalog, but anyway, magbibisaya na lang po ako. Daghang salamat kaninyong tanan, maayong gabi. I'll see you back here next Sunday.
Walang mangyayari kung laging nakikibagay. Ipakilala ang iyong sarili. Ano pa sa'yo'y mangyayari? Ang lagi mong iyayari.